Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Bill Bernard joins us again on WGN Radio. He's the Senior Director of Solutions Architecture at Deepwatch Denver, Colorado's, let's see, it's deepwatch.com. Let me do it this way. Hey, Bill, what's the name of your company? How are you?
I'm good, John. Thanks. We're Deepwatch. We are located in Denver, Colorado, but we serve customers across the country.
And you are in Aurora, Illinois, if I'm not mistaken.
You bet.
So you visited with us before, and we talk about, I think the first time I talked to you was the Colonial Pipeline hack, right?
Yep, Colonial and Chicago's lost emails.
Oh, that's right.
We talked a little bit about that.
Yeah, catch me up on that. So then the idea was that the city was the victim of ransomware as well, but decided not to, the city did not pay, right?
Yeah, and this was a case where the ransomware wasn't about making the files unavailable to the city. It was, the threat was making them available to the public. You know, yeah, very, very embarrassing. You know, we've seen that sort of extortion forever and ever and ever. Usually it's been things like, you know, saucy pictures of celebrities who took them for themselves, and now those were being made available, and it's grown to a much more lucrative business model, unfortunately.
Does that happen? So if I'm a famous person, maybe I'm not a famous person, somebody hacks my thing, they see pictures I don't want anybody else to see, then they say, give me money or I'll publish these. Does that happen?
That that has occurred. I'm thinking the events for that I recall are many years ago for the most part. I think, you know, what happened was the folks that were doing that stuff realized that there was far more money to be made by going after companies, right? I mean,
right.
You know, how much money does an individual have unless you pick the right individual? Mm-hmm. Probably not enough to make what you're doing lucrative enough.
And sometimes the celebrities get ahead of it. Michael Jordan, David Letterman said on his show, we remember it wasn't a computer hack, but somebody just said, we'll expose your affair. And Letterman said, screw it, I'll do it myself, and outed himself rather than have to pay the money and abet this sort of thing. So I was talking to a friend the other day, though, and this is really the reason you were on my mind, Bill. He said his company got hacked. Ransom was demanded. That's just a Chicago representative of a multinational company. And that his company did not pay. I asked him how much was demanded. He said they would not make that public. But Colonial coughed up $4 million. Some of that was recaptured. I guess your advice hasn't changed since we spoke last?
No, not at all. I mean, you know, again, I'm providing that advice from my perspective as an information security professional. I know that businesses have to take a lot more into account than just what I, an InfoSec professional, would want to say, but there are so many hazards that come with paying. I mean, the first problem is, you know, there's folks in the industry who will claim that organized cybercrime, because it really is, right? This isn't just kids in their basement. This is organized cybercrime, would be the world's third largest economy right now if they were a country, right? So they'd be following the U.S. and China. Now, that might be a little sensationalist, but you get the idea of the problem. So every time we pay, we're helping them pay for information security resources who might otherwise go take legitimate jobs, right? They're able to, you know, buy, there's literally a market for vulnerabilities and exploits where if I figure out how to break into, let's say, Microsoft Exchange server, and I've got a really novel way of doing that, I can go out on an auction site essentially and say, hey, who wants to buy this exploit knowledge that I have? I will sell it to you for your own exclusive use. Maybe Microsoft would be the highest bidder if they even knew it was going on. And in fact, that's how legitimate bounty hunting works in a lot of ways, is pen testers go look for these issues. They then disclose them to Microsoft, and Microsoft, you know, pays them a fee for having helped them secure their product better. And that's where folks at, you know, at lots of places like Black Hat that's going to take place in August and stuff, they talk about the sort of research they do and things like that, but they do it legitimately going back to the manufacturers to help them improve their security. Well, on the other side of the coin, there's folks who just sell this to the highest bidder. They don't care if it's used for good or used for evil, and suddenly we're giving the bad guys lots of money to go do more of this.
Well, I was talking to my friend. I said, well, was that in the news? It's a big company. They were hacked, ransomware. He says, it was in a trade publication. He pulled it up for me, but it didn't make big news here in Chicago. And then he said he was talking to a friend of his, and their company was similarly hacked, ransomware. They had to decide if they were going to pay or not. And I'm just wondering if, in fact, this crime now takes place a lot more than we know, but people don't want to talk about it. They don't want to expose that they were the victim of a crime. It's not good for their image. I wonder how often this sort of thing is happening.
So, let's see. I think it's Cyber Reason had done some recent research, and I saw a quote from them suggesting that over the past year in the United States alone, there's been one ransomware attack. I'm sorry, seven ransomware attacks every hour in the past 12 months. Huh. So, yeah, it's all over the place because this is big business, and you know they found a business model. I hate calling it that, but yeah. They found a business model that works.
Do you think these criminals, organized as they are in the United States?
I think for the most part they aren't, simply because there are the laws that we have and the folks that we have to go investigate this stuff usually do a pretty good job of finding folks if they are in the United States doing this.
Yeah.
So they're in countries who aren't as interested in in prosecuting them to the point where we found evidence. I shouldn't say we. I haven't found it, but folks in industry have found plenty of evidence that, for example, these ransomware programs are smart enough to check and see, is your computer using a Russian language pack or a Ukrainian language pack, or pick, you know, language X, language Y? And if it is, it will stop itself. It won't run. It won't infect you because you're a friendly, or because perhaps the government that turns a blind eye when they do it to America
right.
would get really upset if it happened
right.
inside their country.
Okay, I'm out of time, and I didn't get to one of the reasons I called you today. I'll have to ask you another day. But do you think, it sounds like this doesn't happen much at an individual level. Nobody's going to do that to me, John Williams, or you, right?
It's not nearly as common, again, because it's not as lucrative. But there are plenty of other things that InfoSec or, you know, the nefarious actors are doing to us individuals online that we still want to pay attention to.
Mm. Well, then I'll call you again. It's always nice to visit with you, Bill. We appreciate your expertise. Thanks for joining us.
Always a good time, John. Thanks.
Yeah, it is. He's an interesting conversation. I'm just sorry that's the reason we call him. He's with a company called DeepWatch. 1127 WGN.